Hello, everybody. Welcome to Morning English. This is Nora.
Hello, everyone. This is Summer. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。今天呢，有一个好消息要告诉大家，是一个特别大的好消息。那么，总是有同学问我们，口语要怎么提高，英文要怎样提高得更快？当然了，听我们的节目就是很好的方法。但是除此之外呢，上直播课，有问题向老师提出来，当场解决，进步就可以更快了。所以我们早安呢免费给大家开设了中外教的直播课程，怎么参加呢？只要在微信搜索早安英文，私信回复直播两个字，就可以参与我们的免费直播群啦。
是的，我们中外教老师啊每天都在群里免费给大家上课，大家如果有英语学习问题呢，也可以直接在群里提出来，已经有上万的同学听过我们的免费直播课程了，大家赶紧微信搜索早安英文，私信回复直播两个字来加入吧。
Alright, Summer. Let's just say if you got really sick, would you want to like freeze your body until one day in the future the technology is advanced enough to bring you back to life?
You mean like the Captain America?
Mm-hmm.
He got frozen in ice for many years and then woke up as a superhero, right?
对，就是你想不想像美队一样冰封了几十年之后呢，等技术发达了，未来的人再把你救过来呢？
I guess this can only happen in sci-fi movies. So I've never really thought about that before.
But you know, now this kind of technology has become a reality. And quite a few people are choosing this way to, you know, sort of to preserve their lives.
Really? So it means now I can start thinking about that.
对，那其实我们刚刚讲到的这个技术呢，就是冷冻技术。
Yeah, so now let's get to know more about cryonics.
Okay, sure. 那我们的内容呢都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。 Okay, so to talk about this, first we need to learn this word, cryonics.
Sure, 这个词意思就是冷冻技术，对吧？ But how do you spell it?
那么这个单词呢是有一个前缀的 C-R-Y-O 读作 cryo， 不过呢和 cry 哭泣那个单词啊没有什么联系，这个前缀呢在希腊语里面的意思就是 cold， 所以很多冷冻的单词呢都有这个前缀。
So cryonics、mm-hmm. 后面单词拼写就是 N-I-C-S nics.
Right, and another word related to this is cryopreservationIt means to preserve something in extremely cold temperature.
Preserve 本身就是保存储存的意思，所以它的名词是 preservation. 所以这个 cryonics 是冷冻技术。Cryopreservation 就是冷冻保存，对吧？ Is that right?
Right, quite clear. And the place that offers such services is called Cryonics Research Center.
I see. And I wonder how many cryonics research centers there are in the whole world.Is there a lot?
Actually, it's not. There are only 4 such places all over the world. 2 in the US, 1 in Russia, and 1 in China.
就是说，世界上目前能完成这种人体冷冻的机构还只有四家。And there's one in China. Where is it?
It's in Shandong Province. 它就是在山东省的银丰生命科学研究院。Have you ever heard about that?
No. But I'm really curious how this is done.Do they just put your body in ice? And are you awake or in deep sleep?
对，那大家是不是也有这样的疑问？就是这个冷冻到底是怎么做的？冷冻的过程中有没有感觉？ Don't worry, we'll get to all those questions later.
You did a lot of research, didn't you?
Yeah, of course. Okay, to start with, do you know that you can cryopreserve not just your whole body, but also a part of your body, like your head or other body parts?
That's fun to learn. But if I were going with that, I wouldn't want to just have my head preserved. I want the whole body.
Yeah, me too. 虽然冷冻的部位是可以选择的，比如说只冷冻你的头，或者是选择全身，但是我感觉只是冷冻一个身体的部位的话，有点悬的感觉。
Yeah, and it sounds a little bit scary.
Yeah, maybe in the future, they can have a new fleshy robotic body.
Then it sounds cool.
Yeah.Okay, then let's talk about the procedure of cryopreservation.
Okay, so just bury your body in ice?
Actually, the whole process is quite complicated. They're inject some medications to keep the body healthy.
听上去这个冷冻的手术啊就挺难的。会要注射一些药 ,inject some medications, 让你身体组织保持一种正常啊健康的状态对吧
?Yeah, and there is an important operation called the perfusion operation.
Perfuse, 这个词就是灌进去注射的意思。Perfusion operation, 是不是说在冷冻过程中还要往身体里灌东西
Yeah, exactly. The perfusion is done for the blood replacement. That in the next 50 hours, it will lower the temperature of the body to minus 196 degrees.
灌这个东西用来换血，然后把身体降温。To how many degrees?
Minus 196 degrees, 就是零下的196度。
Wow, I see. And during the whole process, can you feel it?
其实是感觉不到的。因为做这个手术呢，它是有标准的。你的身体的状态呢，是需要被认为是 clinical death, 就是指的临床性死亡。
就是说你的呼吸啊，心跳都停止了，但是你还有脑电波，所以这种时候就可以做这种冷冻手术了。
Right.
I see.Now I know how the cryonics is done. I wonder how many people have done it.
Do you know Du Hong?
No. Who's this person?
She was the editor and reviewer of the famous science fiction novel, The Three-Body Problem.
This one I know. The Three-Body Problem 就是很有名的小说《三体》。所以杜红就是小说的编审，对吧？ Then what about her?
Actually, she kept her head in America.And became China's first donor for cryopreservation.
What a strange coincidence. 小说《三体》里面真的有这种大脑冷冻的情节，然后这个小说的编审就真的在现实中啊冷冻了自己的大脑。Maybe this is a real future.
Right. But this is done in America in 2015. The first local case done in China is 展文莲 in 2017.
And in total?
By now...10 people have done that in China. And worldwide, the number is more than 400.
所以说全球呢到现在为止啊冷冻的人数是400多个。Still small number, I guess.
Yeah, because whether this is gonna be effective is still unknown. There's no guarantee.
Exactly. Who knows about the future? You might not be able to become alive ever.
And your soul will be stuck in the frozen body forever.
Yeah. Okay, now I have another doubt.Is this legal?
Currently, we don't have laws to regulate this process, as the concept is still ahead of its time.
就是说现在还没有法律，对吧？Then, what the law does not prohibit can be done.
Exactly. 那这句话说的就非常的专业。
Yeah.
Prohibit 指就是禁止，因为目前就是没有相关的法律嘛，所以法律并不禁止它，那法律不禁止的事情就可以做咯。
所以就是冷冻现在是不违法的。
对。
So to speak, the current law does not prohibit the implementation of cryonics.
Yeah. And you know, there's another issue. Money.
Money? Yeah, I guess so. The whole operation sounds pricey.
Yeah, it's very expensive. And what's more important, it had not been successful so far.
听上去就很贵。那到底有多贵呢?
Well, there isn't a standard cost.But the expense of the operation of Du Hong is shared with the public. It cost about 750,000 yuan at that time.
就是人民币的75万元 And she only preserved her head.
Right. If it's the whole body, then I guess the cost has to increase like tenfold.
就是价格真的太贵了而且又没有确定性和保证所以参加的人呢毕竟还是少数了
Right, but I can understand why some people are in for it. Some people have lived a very long life and have been very happy. They'll say, that's enough. But some people's life is cut short by cancer, by accidents. They haven't had that opportunity for a full life.
Yeah, that's well said. It reminds me of the movie Soul. 就跟《心灵奇旅》里面那个男主一样，他就是意外去世嘛，然后灵魂去到了 Great Beyond.但不是所有因为这个意外去世的人都能像他一样最后又得到一次重生的机会啊。
对生命太短了但是生命又太美好所以呢他们也想要第二次机会吧
Yeah, so I guess this can provide them with the opportunity to maybe experience their full life
Exactly 那其实我也特别好奇大家是怎么选择的、
嗯、
如果有机会你们会选择冷冻自己的身体吗？
欢迎大家给我们留言告诉我们你的选择呀。
对，
嗯，那最后呢，大家别忘了报名参加免费中外教直播课啊。只要你是英语的初中级学习者，想要快速提高自己的英语水平，就一定不要错过我们这次免费的中外教直播啦。
对，但是我们的入群限量名额是200个，所以想进入免费直播群的同学就赶紧去微信搜索早安英文公众号，回复直播两个字就可以加入了。
That's all for today's podcast. Thank you so much for listening. This is Nora.
This is Summer. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。